Unit 4. Listening. Activity 3.
Today on the travel programme, we're interviewing the explorer Leo Stone. He's talking about his recent expedition to the South Pole in the steps of his hero, Ernest Shackleton, who, as we know, famously failed to reach the South Pole in 1908. Welcome to the programme, Leo.
Thank you.
First of all, can you tell us something about your team?
Sure. The really unusual thing about them is that we all have some kind of connection to members of Shackleton's team, whether directly or indirectly. I myself am a relative of a member of that 1908 expedition, who is, of course, no longer alive today.
So you had some unfinished family business?
Exactly. Shackleton had to turn back before reaching the South Pole, so some of us felt we had a special motivation to try to do what he so sadly didn't manage to accomplish. For me, it was my lifetime's ambition to give it a go.
Amazing. Did the trip take a long time to organise?
Yes. It took us 5 years to prepare for it. First and foremost, we had to find the money, which was no easy task. As you can imagine, the costs involved were enormous. Then there was the physical training. You'd think this would be the hardest part, but a couple of us have been in the army, so we were used to this kind of thing. And one of the team members had run a few marathons. I think we were all relatively fit. It was actually the mental challenge that we struggled with the most, having to get our heads around a 900-mile journey.
So was the trip any easier for your 21st century team than the original one?
In some ways, yes. But we still had to walk for 10 hours a day with all our equipment. And then we had to put up our tent and cook a meal in what can only be described as a frozen hell. But Shackleton was travelling into the unknown with only a compass to guide him, while our team had a map and modern navigation equipment.
And did you experience any of the same problems?
We did. For example, we had to spend 2 days in our tent because high winds made it impossible to continue, which Shackleton also endured. But it was worse for Shackleton because they were also very low on food at that point. And one of Shackleton's men fell seriously ill, which, luckily, our team was spared.
So what were your feelings when you were crossing the Antarctic Plateau?
Well, I knew it was going to be very tough going, but I still wasn't prepared for the harsh reality. Apparently, it was when Shackleton came face to face with the brutal conditions there that he began to doubt that he'd ever reach the pole. I never got to that stage, but it was really hard. Like Shackleton, we went up the Beardmore Glacier, which was incredibly dangerous with huge crevices everywhere. And when we finally arrived at the Antarctic Plateau, it was even worse, it being the coldest, driest place on Earth. As with Shackleton's team, we experienced symptoms of altitude sickness, but none of us lost confidence in what we were aiming to do.
Looking back, which part of the trip did you enjoy the most?
Well, the highlight was definitely arriving at the place where Shackleton decided to turn back. The excitement and sense of joy was really inspiring and memorable, better even than getting to the pole itself, or the huge sense of relief at making it back to our families.
Do you think Shackleton deserves his reputation as a great hero?
Yes, I do. I've always really admired Shackleton, and anyone who doesn't know anything about him should definitely read one of the many books about him. His decision to turn back to save his men took great courage. That's why I respect him so much. He never did reach his goal, and it was Roald Amundsen who finally made it to the South Pole in 1911. There are so many lessons we can learn from Shackleton.